This is again the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're studying a series of Sunday school lessons that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of 1927 about the early prophets and kings of old Israel, from Samuel to Isaiah. And we have come to this King Jeroboam, who established a new worship in the northern part of Israel and for those 10 northern tribes that was to be in competition and a replacement of the worship that God had established in Jerusalem. And we're almost to the end of this Sunday school lesson. I'm going to end this lesson and then we'll look at some poems. Let me go ahead and read the concluding remarks of that Sunday school lesson we've been studying. Jeroboam set one calf, golden calf, up in Bethel, and the other one he put in Dan. All that had occurred at Bethel, how easy it must have been for Jeroboam to persuade the people that this was a sacred place called by the very name of God. This was convenient to all the southern side of his kingdom. An altar at Dan would be convenient to all the northern portion of the kingdom. And so he established a religion of convenience. And isn't that what a lot of people seek today? Not necessarily a religion of what is right, but a religion of what is convenient. Well, the Bible tells us this thing became a sin. No worship is acceptable to God except that which he has ordained. No aid to the worship of God which violates any principle of the gospel of Jesus is now acceptable to God. Idolatry broke the first two commandments of the Decalogue. It embraced two obscene rites such as adultery and sometimes human sacrifice. You know, I took a visit to that altar at Dan. They have found where that altar was and the steps leading up to the temple. They did some excavation work around the altar that was established at Dan. And there they found the bones of children. Well, such is the depravity to which people sink when they leave God's way. We read, the people went up to worship before the one, the margin says, to each of them, even unto Dan. It was a sin because the people thus worshiped. Now that ended that little Sunday school lesson. And it's time for me to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, in the old Sunday school book that I'm reading to us and looking at for these lessons, at the end of a lot of these lessons, there's little poems, and they're such good little pieces of poetry. Here is one called The Critics and the Bible. I'm not sure who wrote this one. It's selected. You may have heard this one before. Last eve I passed beside the blacksmith's door and heard the anvil ring the vesper chime. Then, looking in, I saw upon the floor old hammers worn with the beating years of time. How many anvils have you had, said I, to wear and batter all these hammers so? Just one, said he, and then said with twinkling eye, the anvil wears the hammers out, you know. And so I thought, the anvil of God's word, for ages skeptics' blows have beat upon, yet through the noise of falling blows was heard, the anvil is unharmed, the hammers gone. Now here's a poem by Bernard Barton. When tempest clouds are dark on high, his bow of love and peace shines sweetly in the vaulted sky, betokening storms shall cease. Walk on thy way with hope unchilled, by faith and not by sight, and we shall own his word fulfilled. At eve it shall be light. And then here's another one that is simply called Selected. It isn't the thing you do, dear. It's the thing you leave undone, which gives a bite of a heartache at the setting of the sun, the tender words forgotten, the letters you did not write, the flowers you might have sent, dear, are your haunting ghost tonight. Now, on the opposite page, we see we have a review lesson about the early kings of Israel. The devotional reading for this review is Psalm 105, and I'm going to read that. In fact, the book of Psalms, I would say that's my favorite book of poetry. So I will read that in just a moment. The golden text for this review is Psalm 103 and verse 19. Jehovah hath established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Well, that's fitting because this is a review of Sunday school lessons about the early kings of Israel. Let me read the 105th Psalm. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah. Call upon his name. Make known among the people his doings. Sing unto him. Sing praises unto him. Talk ye of all his marvelous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Jehovah. Seek ye Jehovah and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is Jehovah our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but few men in number, yea, very few, and sojourners in it, when they went about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. And he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them. Joseph was sold for a servant. His feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in chains of iron. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of Jehovah tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the rulers of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham, and he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their adversaries. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They sent among them his signs and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his words. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish, and their land swarmed with frogs in the chambers of their kings. He spake, and there came swarms of flies and lice in all their borders. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also under their fig trees, and brake the trees of their borders. He spake, and the locust came, and the grasshopper, and that came without number. He did eat up every green herb in the land, and did set up the fruit of their ground. They did eat up the fruit of their ground. He smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. And he brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light to the night. They asked, and he brought quail and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock and waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy word and Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with singing, and he gave them the lands of the nations, and they took the labor of the peoples in possession, that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise ye Jehovah. Well, that was the 105th Psalm. This lesson text tells us, or in our book, our Sunday school book, the lessons of this quarter have been devoted to kings: Saul, David, Solomon, Rehoboam, and Jeroboam, and the divided kingdom. The first three reigned each 40 years over the United Kingdom. Rehoboam reigned over Judah 17 years, and Jeroboam reigned over Israel 22 years. Many are the valuable lessons we should learn from God's dealings with these men. There's a little poem at the end of this review lesson. It's selected. The poem says, "It does not pay to have a good time at the expense of an uneasy conscience the next morning. It does not pay to lose our temper at the expense of losing a friend. It does not pay to cheat a corporation at the expense of robbing our own souls. It does not pay to have an enemy if we can have a friend. It does not pay to sow wild oats if we have to bury our own crop. It does not pay to spend the last half of life in remorse or regret for the first half. It does not pay to be discourteous, irreverent, cynical, cruel, or vulgar. It does not pay to give God the husk instead of the heart." Well, on the opening page here in this book, I see we're coming to the fourth quarter. And this is the fourth quarter of 1927. These are Sunday school lessons. This quarter begins on October the 2nd, 1927. And it's about the early kings and prophets of Israel, from Samuel to Isaiah. This is the second half of a six-month course. And this first lesson is about Elijah on Mount Carmel. This is where Elijah is going to say to the people, "Choose you this day whom ye shall serve." Well, the people would not choose and would not speak to Isaiah that day. You remember how it worked out. There were 450 prophets of Baal trying to call fire down from heaven upon their altar. Elijah, after having drenched his altar with 12 barrels of water, uttered a prayer to God, and the fire came down to consume the sacrifice and the wood on the altar and the altar, and licked up the dust in the trench around that altar. Well, we're going to be studying that Sunday school lesson when we return to this radio Bible school.